Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody say bless, say bless, say bless. Yeah! Bless. Tonight.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. How many know? Praise God. Late in the midnight hour. Come on, y'all. God gonna turn it around. Last night I had a good time with this song. Amen. Late in the midnight hour. God is going to turn it around. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome, everybody, to Mount Carmel International Church on this morning. This is our Sunday morning service, and you are on the air. Amen. With no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil this morning. I got a word from the Lord for you and for me. Amen. Praise God. I just want to thank you all for coming on this morning. Thought in our robbery. Amen. We know God is good, and we know God is going to do some amazing things, and we know that God is already on board. Amen. So just keep praying for me, y'all. Come on now. Hallelujah. We give God the glory. Amen. For you, you, and you allowing me to come into your home this morning. So I thank the Lord this morning. Let me pray before I get started. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, God, yes, Holy Spirit, for the rising of the sun this morning, Lord God. We thank you for touching us from the crown of our head to the very soles of our feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask, Lord God, that you will open up our hearts on today, oh God, and touch us from the crown of our head. God, to the very soles of our feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, you let your blood prevail, God, against anything, Lord God, that would try to come up against us this morning, Lord God. We ask, God, that you open up the airways, oh God, for us, God, this morning, Lord God. And we just bless you, Father. We ask that you move by your Holy Spirit. Speak the way you want to speak today. Allow me to decrease that the power of God may increase on the inside, Lord. And I thank you, Lord God, for each and every one on this line this morning, Lord God. I pray, God, even now that you will bless each and every one's home, God, that you will send your spirit in their homes, oh God, that you will heal, that you will deliver, that you will make free, oh God, that you will bless them like you never blessed them before, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, now I ask for wisdom, I ask for knowledge, and I ask for the understanding of thy word, God, as I minister your word to thy people. Lord God, I pray that healing will take place, deliverance, God, in the Moshanda Yadamashia. Oh God, Yabashanda, bless thy people, God, from the crown of their head, yes, Holy Spirit, to the very soles of their feet. And I say thank you, Father, for what you're getting ready to do on this line this morning. Welcome, welcome to MCI Ministry Radio, y'all. Come on. This morning, I want to go to the scripture that we are familiar with. I want to go to Job this morning. I want to talk about Job this morning, y'all. We don't like that book, praise God, but this is what the Lord has given me on last night, praise God. So we're going to go to Job, and I'm just going to read the first chapter of Job and the first verse, y'all. Come on. All right. The Bible says, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was blameless and upright, and one who feared God and shunned evil. Stayed away from evil. Come on, somebody. I want to stop right there. Y'all probably say, what is she doing this morning? Amen. Praise God. But God told me to tell y'all this morning. Amen. I kept hearing it all this week, and he just kept showering down and showering down on me last night. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. There is a blessing. There is a blessing in your storm. Come on, somebody. I want somebody to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to you this morning. I want you to open up your heart so that you will understand that there is a blessing in the midst of the storm. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are all in this time. Praise God. Going through so much. Praise God. We see the government. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. They're talking about shutting down. Where the people, evictions and all kinds of people losing their homes. But how many know that the saints of God, I want to talk to the saints of God. I want to talk amongst the believers of the Lord, amen, that we have to hold on because there is a blessing in the midst of your storm, amen, praise God. So there is a blessing for believers in the middle of every storm that life brings. Come on, somebody. There is a blessing in the midst. I want you to hear me this morning, praise God. There is a blessing. There's a blessing in the midst of every storm comes into the believer's life. I am not sure what type of storm is raging in your private life today. Come on, somebody, because we all going through some things, amen, but there is a blessing, saith the Lord, in the midst of everything that you're going through. My God, I give you the glory. But I am sure that if you are a believer, there is a blessing in the midst of your storm. See, we look at storms in so many ways, and some storms have come to clear out the way, praise God, for something better to come. Come on, somebody. Storms come to cause fear. To cause fear. I want to talk to us this morning, praise God, because yes, fear do come up in our hearts, praise God, as we think about what's going on. And if I can't pay the bill or my health is shaking or something is going on in my life, praise God, but storm comes to cause fear. It shakes your foundation. And we know that when it shakes your foundation, it's not a good thing, praise God, because that means that your foundation was never founded on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Because if your foundation was on the Lord Jesus Christ, you would not be moved because you would be that rock. Amen. Praise God. But God wants you to know today that your foundation is being built up. Come on, somebody. It destroys your faith. Those storms come to try to destroy the faith of God's people. And you get you off of track, and this is Satan's purpose for your storm. Come on, somebody. This is his purpose for your storm. God has a different purpose. He wants to calm your fears and increase your faith and strengthen your foundation and get you right back on track. Somebody say, I'm getting on track today because the word of the Lord is going to help me to get back on track. And I will not be shaken. I will not be moved by anything that comes my way. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. Job is evidence to the believers that it rains on the just and the unjust. Come on, somebody. You can be living righteous and serving God, yet storms will come in your life. Yes, I do, Shanda. Sometimes you are just picked out to be picked on. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. So you can be picked up by the hands of God. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. Remember, consider this. Amen. Remember, God told Satan, have you considered my servant Job? When God considers you, come on, somebody, you are already blessed because he's already considered you. Come on, my God, I give you glory. The fact that God would take notice of us is a blessing. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Rejoice in the thought that God is considered you worthy of a test for a testimony. Oh, as I'm talking to somebody today, because yes, your test will turn into your testimony. And the thing about it, praise God, is that sometimes the test is so hard, my God, I give you the glory, that it tries to shake the very foundation that God is doing in your life. What a joy to be considered by the Creator, the Lord Jesus Christ. So many people seem to live unnoticed. Glory to God. That God has taken notice of us today. Come on, Holy Ghost. In his infinite wisdom and unlimited compassion, he has considered us weatherproof. Come on, Holy Ghost. Yeah, come to the Messiah. Stormproof. Right? Faithproof enough to allow a storm to come into our lives. Surely, 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 we know that he will not allow any temptation to come upon us. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10 and 13, there hath no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. But listen to this. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Somebody got to give God the praise if you're still yet standing, if you're still yet believing, if you're still yet praying, if you're still yet believing God for the impossible. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you the glory. The storm won't take you under. Come on, somebody, because you got to understand that I'm stormproof, I'm weatherproof, and no storm is going to knock me down because I am hoping in the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ that continue to bear me up. Come on, somebody. So then God considers us, and he knows that we have within us what we need to make it through the storm. Oh, y'all ain't talking to me this morning. Glory to God, glory to God. To be considered for the great work of God, to have God watching us and taking notice of our actions, bragging, embedding on our faith. This is our God. This is our God that stands up and says, daughter, you can do it. Son, you can do it. You don't have to go that way. The storm might be raging, but I got you. God got you. Bragging about our integrity. This is our God that he looks at us and says, I know where she's going. I know where he's going. Praise God. Using us, his children, to wage war and shame on the enemy. Oh, that God will consider us worthy of such a test. Rejoice in the Lord, knowing that God is banking on you being able to stand on faith in the midst of a storm. Is anybody still yet standing in the midst of a storm? Is anybody still yet believing in the midst of a storm? Has anybody lost hope in the midst of a storm? I'm here to tell you today, there's a blessing in your storm. No test, no testimony. Come on, Holy Ghost. The blessing here is that he sees stuff in me that I cannot see myself. Same way he talks to you. I can see what's in you that you can't see in yourself. He trusts us more than I am able to trust in my own self. The bigger the storm, oh, I want to talk to somebody that's going through something. I don't want to talk to nobody. Praise God. How I shake when I get up. I shine. Because what God told me yesterday, that everybody's going through something. Amen. Praise God. But the bigger the storm, the bigger the blessing. I want to speak to us today. I decree it over you that you will weather the storm, that you will be stormproof, that you will come out victorious, that you will come out with your testimony. My God, I give you the glory. Job is an example of the worst storm life can bring. I want you to hear what Job went through. And God is not saying that we go through the same thing. We got our own walk. We got our own journey. Praise God. But listen, listen, listen. Listen what Job had to go through. Then God said, I rain on the just and I rain on the unjust. But Job, if we read the Bible, he said he was one, amen, an upright man, shunning evil. He didn't want evil around him. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Job is an example of the worst one. He had the death of his children. He had the loss of his property, the loss of his security. His finances was gone. His family was messed up. His friends, come on, somebody. The destruction of a fire, a wipeout of everything meaningful and valuable, the loss of respect from his family and his friends, the loss of the power in the community. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. The loss of the security. His bank account was messed up. His stocks was gone. The retirement was gone. His health care. Come on, somebody. His home, his car, his clothes, his money, his jewelry. Loss of health and strength. Oh, Shatai, Yadadamashia. Loss of support of his spouse. Everything that supports and inspires was gone. Lost in one single storm. Oh, come on, somebody. Glory to God. Glory to God. But I'm here to say today, there is a blessing in knowing that the bigger the problem, the bigger the blessing God has laid up for you. I want you to know that today. If you make the right choices in the storm, we can reap the blessings of the storm. Hear what the Spirit of the living God is saying to you today. If we make the right choices in the storm, come on, Holy Ghost, we can reap the blessing of the storm. Yes, Holy Spirit, the angels that God has given charge over us are strengthened by our faith in our trials and tribulations. If we stand on God's word, let me say that one more time. If we stand on God's word and we are faithful, we give them power to be victorious for us in the realm of the spirit. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. While we endure in the physical realm, know with confidence God has a blessing for you even in the midst of your storm. The Bible says in Matthew 5, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and say, and shall say all manners of evil against you falsely for my sake. God has promised there is a blessing coming for you when you are considered for a storm, a test, unexpected persecution for his sake. So I'm here to tell you, glory to God. I know it's hard, people of God. I'm a shekoyadabashanda. Because in the midst of a storm, my God, I give you glory. Some of these storms will make you go sit in the corner. It will make you talk to God. It will make you cry out to God and say, why would you allow me to go through this, Lord Jesus? But when God speaks to his people, when God blesses his people, we got something to talk about and where we came from. I'm a shekoyadabashanda. There is no storm that he can't see. Peace be still in the midst of a storm, saith the Lord thy God. Come on, somebody. Yes, you might not be going through the way somebody else is going through, but you're going through something. And I'm here to tell you, praise God. Shekoyadabashanda. Don't you lose hope in the midst of you going through. My God, I give you the glory. Yes, Holy Spirit, we give God the glory. He says, so rejoice. You are already blessed. Double for your trouble. Increase is on the way. Ask the Lord, what are you sending me? What are you sending me, God? What in the midst of all that I'm going through? It's a reason. You know, last night, praise God, as I began to study the word, my God, I give you the glory. The word of the Lord caused me to sit for still for a whole hour. And I began to talk to the Holy Spirit. Come on, somebody, my God, I give you the glory. Just because I'm preaching this word this morning, don't mean that I'm not going through nothing. My God, I give you the glory. We are all going through things. And some things will cause us to go submit ourselves to the crazy word. But I'm here to tell you today, glory to God, with the Lord's strength, you will stand in the midst of your storm. You will come out victorious. You will tell your testimony of what God has done in the midst of your storm. What are you going through today? Glory, God is able to bring you out. How are you trying to deliver me, God? Oh, we got to ask God some questions. My God, I give you the glory. Sometimes God said, I'm not finished with you yet. So he said, glory to God. What are you trying to deliver me from? What are you about to give me that is making the enemy so mad? My God, I give you the glory. What are you giving me, God, that the enemy is coming at me so strong? What are you doing, God? Yes, Holy Spirit, that the enemy got so mad. Come on, Holy Ghost. There are things in our lives. What are we about to give? What is he about to give me that is making the enemy so mad? God is in the storm with us. I want you to know that. Job's biggest problem was he could not find God. He couldn't handle all the losses. Blessed be the name of the Lord that giveth, and the Lord that taketh away. Job could not handle not being able to find God in the midst of his storm. Job cries out to ask God, where was he in all his suffering and problems? And God flipped the script on Job to ask him, where was he when he was doing all his creative work? Then Job realized for himself, for the first time, who God really is. He says, I've heard of you before. By word of mouth, he said. By now, in the midst of my storm, now in the midst of this whirlwind, now in the midst of the worst calamity of my life, I now know you for myself. How many know, praise God, that sometimes God will cause so many things to happen in our lives that we will get to know him not by somebody else telling us who he is. Oh, come on, somebody. Not by how we interact with him, but when God decides, yes, I got to do something in her, I got to do something in him to let them know me for who I am. Oh, come on, somebody. So here, the blessing of the storm in believers' lives is that in the midst of the storm, we get to experience God's love and compassion for ourselves. The blessing is knowing that he is with us. Our storms are designed to make us look inside of ourselves. And when we do, we find God. Come on, somebody. There with us all alone. He was there the whole time. What a blessing, oh Holy Ghost fire, that God consider us to be worthy, to be able to go through things. And some things people say, I don't want to go through what they had to go through, because you was not born for that. Come on, somebody. Oh, Shatoda Bashanda. You was not anointed for that. Oh, Shatoda Bashanda. Some things that God has to put on us that we are anointed to go through some things. Hey, Todabashanda. So let me just say something to you today. You are blessed more than you could ever imagine. If God took you through something that was so major and so devastating, that means that he loved you so much that you got to look within yourself and say, Lord, what are you trying to show me about my own self? I know I had the love of you, God. I know that you are with me, God. I know that you have compassion on me, God. But remember, the Lord said, the greater the trial, the greater the blessing. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. God is getting ready to do something so great in the people's lives. And I know, praise God, that this is almost the end of this year. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. But I believe and I trust God that many of you have been going through the fire, the fire, the fire, the fire. God is getting ready to bring you out with a great testimony. Oh, come on, somebody. Give God the glory. Give God the glory. Give God the glory. You are getting ready to come out on the other side of through. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. I got a song, y'all, and I'll be right back to finish what God has given me. Hey, yes, Holy Ghost.
He heard my cry.
you, Jesus. Glory to his name, praise God. We all hasten to his throne, praise God. This was a song, amen, that I enjoyed on yesterday, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some glory, y'all. We're going to hasten to his throne. Hallelujah. We bless and praise God for the gift that God allowed us to have. Amen. Praise God. We hasten to his throne when things are going on. Amen. You run to friends, you run to a whole lot of stuff. Praise God. But we got to learn to hasten to his throne. Somebody, come on, shout with me. Praise God. When all things are breaking loose and breaking out in your life, praise God. Don't forget to run to the throne, amen, praise God. Many are losing their way, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, but we got to learn to hasten to his throne. He, God, let me just say this, praise God. God has not lost his power. Come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit still holds on to us. He still leads us. He still guides us, amen, praise God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. When God loses his power, that means that, praise God, the world is gone. Amen, praise God. So he hasn't lost the power in your life, praise God. So hasten when you got things going on, praise God. Hasten to his throne, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. I want to read 1 Corinthians, the third chapter. 1 Corinthians, 3rd chapter, verses 9 through 16, praise God. The Bible says, for we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. Come on, somebody. You are God's building. According to the grace God which was given to me. This is Paul speaking. As a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold and silver and precious stones, wood, hay, and straw, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire. Come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Spirit. Whatever you're building, it will be revealed by fire. Come on, somebody. And the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone, come on, Holy Ghost, work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss. Come on, Holy Ghost. But he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. See, God allows things to happen in our lives, amen, to see where we're at, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Where are you at in your walk with the Lord? Are you getting more mature in the midst of the pandemic? Are you seeking him more in the midst of the pandemic? Are you praying more in the midst of the pandemic? Are you fasting more in the midst of what's going on? No matter what's going on in your life, your test will turn into a testimony. The bigger the test, the bigger the blessing. So I'm here today to tell you, don't you give up. I know it's almost the end of the year, but keep on speaking over your life. Keep on preaching over your life. Keep on declaring and decreeing over your life that God will bring you out. Because I'm telling you, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, as the song says, late in the midnight hour, God is going to turn it around, and it's going to work in your favor. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you the glory. Some things bring us to our knees. My God, I hear call you about standard. Some things, praise God, cause us to go in depression, oppression. But I'm here today, and I speak as apostle of God, that depression and oppression will cease in your life in the name of Jesus. I call on an authority of heaven to come over you right now in the name of Jesus. I speak you out of that place. I move you out of that place. I push out of that place. You got hope in God. No matter what you're going through, God is bringing me a message today to tell you, praise God, there is greater glory coming after this. My God, I give you glory. It is morning time. It is morning time. Not just in the natural, come on somebody, but in the spirit. Let it be known that the fact you are still here means that God is not done with you yet. He's not done blessing you. He's not done healing you. Come on, Holy Ghost. He's not done restoring you. He's not done delivering you. Come on, Holy Ghost. He's not done birthing. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. He's not done birthing the very things he departed. In you that have not yet, that have not yet manifested. Let me say it again, praise God, the Holy Ghost power. He is not done birthing the very thing he deposited in you that have not yet manifested. He's not done with perfecting every matter that concerns you. Come on, Holy Ghost. He's not done with your story yet. Come on, Holy Ghost. He's not done bringing his word and every promise to pass in your life. With a testimony. Come on, somebody. So I want somebody to rejoice, rejoice, rejoice today. Come on, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Joel said it best, praise God. Joel, the second chapter, 23 and 26. So rejoice, O son of Zion. God, and be glad in the Lord your God, for he has given you an early rain for your vindication, and he has poured down the rain, the early latter rain. As before, the threshing floor will be full of grain. He's getting ready to bless my people of God. And the vats will overflow with new wine and oil, he says. Then I will make you, come on somebody, and I will make up to you the years. Come on, Holy Ghost. That this woman locust has eaten. The creeping locust has eaten. The stripping locust has eaten, praise God. The crawling locust has eaten. My great army, which I sent among you. It wasn't nobody else that said it. He said, which I sent among you. You will have plenty to eat and be satisfied, he said, and praise the name of the Lord who has dealt wonderfully with you. Then my people, he's saying, my people, glory to God, then my people will never be put to shame. Come on, somebody give God the glory. He would not allow you to be shame. Come on, somebody, glory to God, glory to God. That's what the enemy wants. He wants us to be put to shame, but I hear the spirit of the living God. We will not be put to shame because, yes, the promises that he made shall come to pass, and you will testify of the goodness of the Lord. You will testify. He's not done with you yet. He's not done with me yet. Holy Ghost fire today. He's not done with us, y'all. He's looking for the person that will endure to the end. The Bible says, he that endure to the end shall be saved. He's looking for that one will stand for him in the midst of all trials and tribulation. He's looking for that one, praise God, that will not complain in the midst, but rejoice in him. We got to turn that thing around and confuse the enemy in the midst of what he is doing in our lives. You got to give God the praises like you never did. Don't sit there weeping and crying when the enemy comes in like a flood. The Bible says God will lift up a standard against them. And then he said, I am your rear guard. I will be with you until the end of the world, saith the Lord. Amen. He said, many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. You shall come out victorious. I don't know, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. But I pray a double dose of God's anointing be upon you and rest in your heart today. That whatever the enemy is trying to get you out of the way, I shall tell you, that you will stand for God. If you don't stand for nothing else, you stand stand for God. We stand for our job. We stand for the world. We stand for everybody else. But can we stand for God today? My God, I give you the glory. God is rooting for you, people of God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Can you stand for him? Don't be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I hear the Holy Spirit say, we get around different crowds and then we want to shun Jesus. But he's the only one that can bring you out of a storm. He's the only one that can deliver you. He's the only one that can heal you. Wealth is built up for you because of Jesus. Yes, Holy Spirit. Come on, Holy Ghost. God, somebody say God. God is going to bring me out victorious. I shall come out, and I'm coming out victorious. I'm coming out with my hands up because God counted you worthy for the trouble. My God, I give you the glory. You've been on the air, amen, with no other, amen, than Dr. Carolyn McNeil this morning. Praise God. I give God the glory, and I pray that this message bless you in abundance. I pray that no matter what you go through, that you will stand for the Lord, because there's greater coming after this, saith the Lord thy God. You got to hold on to the horns of the altar. Don't you be moved by every wind and doctrine. Don't you be moved by every trial and every tribulation. He wants to know, are you going to be able to stand for me? Don't you forget, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Satan wants us to stop because he knows God has something greater. The enemy wouldn't be fighting you so hard if it wasn't something that God has for you. My God, I give you the glory. Why is he fighting me so hard? Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Let me just share it with you, praise God. Now I'm getting ready to close out, praise God. It was like 2 weeks ago. My God, I give you the glory. I was in the studio and I was preaching to y'all, praise God. Yes, I was preaching a word, praise God. And it was a form of an enemy that came in the midst of the radio station, and that demon threw something at me while I was preaching to y'all. Y'all probably never knew nothing was going on, but she threw it at me, praise God, because of the anointing that God was delivering his people, that God was speaking to his people. The enemy got furious. Y'all have no clue sometimes what I have to go through to preach the word of God. She threw something at me. And I got up, and I kept preaching, and I kept preaching, and I kept preaching. And the enemy wants us to bury our ministry, but the devil is a liar today. I speak to your ministry. May it rise to the course that God has commissioned you to go in the name of Jesus. So with that being said, my God, I give you the glory. God allowed me to speak it. I wasn't going to say nothing to y'all, praise God, but the enemy threw something at me, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. And I couldn't believe it. And I looked at it, and I looked at it, and I said, the devil is a liar. I will not get up. I will not get up. I will finish that word that God has given me. And that word, everybody was blessed. It wasn't about me. It was about what God wanted the people to know. And the enemy didn't want y'all to know. But I'm here today to tell you, praise God, today. God wants you to stand. He wants to bring forth the glory in your life. Allow that testimony to come forth. Don't you be beat down by the enemy. Don't you give the enemy no course in your life. When the enemy speaks to you, praise God, you bind it loose like God has shown you. We got to put the whole armor on God. Put the whole armor on, praise God, that God has given us, praise God, because there's a blessing in the press. Come on, somebody. Stick and stay, kneel and pray, y'all, because God is going to bless us, and the enemy don't want you to be blessed. So I'm here today to tell you, don't you give up on nothing that God is doing in your life. When the wind comes and it's not the wind that you want, praise God, give God the glory, because the wind of change will come. The wind of restoration will come. The wind of blessing will come. I speak it to the four corners of this world right now. The blessings of God from the north, south, east, and west will hit your house right now in the name of Jesus. And I decree it over myself as I speak to you that the blessings of God will hit your house, hit your bank account, hit bless your children, hit your spouse in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the authority that he has given me today. In Jesus' name. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, my God, I give you glory. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some glory, people of God. For prayer, I know it's the end of the year coming, but for prayer, I want you to write down this number because we all need prayer. I need prayer. Y'all need prayer. Write down this number as I pray for you. My number, ministry number, is 302-39799. You can call me between 9 and 5. I'll be here to pray for you. Pray with you. That is the prayer line for Mount Carmel International Church. If you want to be a blessing to the ministry, people of God, listen to me. I want everybody to sow a seed before the end of the year because we always, Mount Carmel always sow a seed in the ministry because we want to reap our harvest for the next year. And if that, it doesn't matter how big or small your seed is, get in contact with me. If you want to pay your tithes and offering, y'all know, praise God, you can still call me. Be a blessing to the ministry. We are not here, amen, no form or fashion, but we come in the name of the Lord. Praise God. I bless God for you, you, and you. Amen. Let us pray out. Amen. Hallelujah. I think that's all I have. Amen. Praise God. But I want to pray, and I have a song for you. I want to thank you all. Amen. For coming on to MCI Ministry Radio today. Praise God. I pray that God spoke to you in such a way, amen, that you have no doubt that he's with you. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I come and I bless your holy name, Father. I give you glory. I give you glory. I give you glory today, God. I bless your holy name because I know that you are God all by yourself. And Father God, the word that you have given us today, I pray, Lord God, that that word will go deep within our spirit, God. God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I pray that you will bless every home represented here today, God, in the name of Jesus, and their extended family, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, where healing needs to be, deliverance needs to be, God, all financial breakthrough, Father God, I pray for them right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I ask that you move by your Holy Spirit, God, move by your mighty power, God. Oh God, bless them, bless them, bless them, God, bless them, God, from the crown of their head to the very soles of their feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I give you glory, Father God, for the greater is coming in their lives, God. I thank you, Father God. Yes, that breakthrough is coming in their lives, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I ask that you endow them, God, with your power from on high, God, today, Lord God, that they will have staying power, God, and they will not lose hope, God, today, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for them, God. I pray, God, that you will move by, move the mountains, God, in their lives, oh God, they call you the best, move those mountains, God, that the enemy set in front of them, God, to give them a stumbling block, God, move that stumbling block, God, yes, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, and make every crooked place straight in our lives, oh God, bring divine alignment, God, in our lives, oh God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, and I thank you, Father, for grace, I thank you for mercy, I thank you for sovereignty, I thank you for peace in their lives, oh God, today, oh God. Oh, lift your hands up, people, God. Tell God, thank you for bringing me through this thing. He's going to bring you out with a mighty hand. Yes, Holy Ghost. Oh, open up the Red Sea for them, God. And the enemy they seen on yesterday, they see no more, God. Yes, Holy Ghost. And I thank you, Father. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for the open doors. Thank you for the closing doors. Thank you, Lord God, that every unhealthy soul tie that we're attached to, yes, Holy Spirit, in this season, that you will cut the cords, that we will not take what we had in the next year, in this year. Let the enemy of our past
cross over into our future. And I thank you right now for what you're getting ready to do. I thank you under the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, don't forget on this week, praise God, I will be preaching a message for the New Year service. Amen. I will be on, amen, I think December the 31st, amen, at 9 p.m. that night. We get ready to cross over into our new year. God bless you. God bless you. If you need more information, you know to call me, 302-883-9799. Let us go out with a praise. Amen. God bless you all. Happy Sunday.
Now move to your feet.